provocation is the start of the basic changes and things like that. Anyhow, these are all the prelude of something else. He is preparing you to come to one explanation that we need, all of us. Do you remember? The thing we're looking for is love. In book one, he said love is not explainable. Knowledge doesn't understand it. Only love will explain it. Here, he wants to give you a hint about love, which is very important. Listen carefully.
Give up this. Loves for what is endued with form have not as their object the form or the lady's face. That which is the object of love is not the form, whether it be love for this world or yonder world.
This was it. What was that? Intellectually, you have always this conversation to start. Okay, you're talking the whole love now, okay. What about real love in here? Because you always say that existence is nonsense, or this is not worthy, and let go of this, okay. There is that spiritual love, and here is not. What is this? And you could open a real discourse. They opened it 70 years ago, 73, 5 years ago. Dialectic of materialism. They started to say there is no spirituality, there is no invisible. No. Come back to reality, be real. The only outcome was sexual liberty in Russia. They didn't talk about the sex anymore. They said this is the animal, so that's it. So when it comes to love, there is always this confusion. He gave you a hint. You should remember this. Next time you come back to this, he said, listen, there is this form and essence. We call it face and meaning, surat and ma'na. This surat is more complicated because tasavvur is always there and things like that. But anyhow, we say there are two kinds. Form and the essence is the best because be ready for it. He will bring it down, the philosophical term of form and essence. This is what it is all about. Because whatever in philosophy you have questions and you should learn is in book two. Because this is the matter of fact. This is how he describes the knowledge. Here first we say, okay, there is some facial value or facial existence or appearance, and there is a meaning. You could call surat appearance or face or form. The other one will be the essence, the meaning, or contained in form, whatever. And say, let me tell you something. Beloved is not the form. Whatever beloved is not the form. No matter what, love in this existence or the other one, it's no form. And by that, I don't mean do not bring the subject of form and the essence. I question your definition in physical existence. Somebody is in love, means what? Let me bring it even lower than this. Let me give you an example. Somebody loves his Cadillac. Cadillac. Driving a limousine. He has a fantastic car, a Porsche. Right? Now tell me what is happening here. I tell you. That fellow is not really in love with the car. He's in love with the social status that that car brings to him. Yes, superficially he loves the car. Does he love a car that doesn't run? Why doesn't he love a very old, nasty car? Because it's not the car. So bring it to the human level. When somebody is in love with someone, it's not for the face, form, figure. It's for the meaning of that person. It's beyond the form. So it's invisible. It's in the category of the stuff that I was talking about, that you cannot do anything about it. It should come to you. Means the invisible stuff, the spirituality. That even in physical existence, if there is a love, it's not for the form. Deep down, it's for the meaning, for something else. So do not bring that conversation ever, because we don't believe in loving the form, because form cannot be the subject of love. Form could be the subject of comfort, liking, preferring, using. It's the essence. Yes?
That which you have come to love for its form, why have you abandoned it after the spirit has fled?
Yeah, let's say one of these very famous covered girl or boys, you love it. I said, okay, if you love it because of the figure and stuff, then you will die. Why don't you love the cadaver? It's the same stuff as the form, right? But you don't like the cadaver because you love the life in it. Yes?
Its form is still there. Whence this satiety, O lover, inquire who your beloved is.
If the beloved, when you are in love with something, deep down you are in love with something else. Look at it carefully. Because you cannot fall in love with the form. Yeah.
If the beloved is that which the senses perceive, everyone that has senses would be in love.
Means even the donkey could be in love. Donkey has all the senses I do. Eyes, maybe its eyes or ears works better than mine. No, they always do. When it comes to the physical senses, we are not the best. But there is something more than this. Listen carefully, this is not it yet. Yes, it gets more complicated.
Inasmuch as constancy is increased by love, how is it that the form alters constancy?
Yes. You say you're in love with someone, if that one has inconstancy, things like that, your love will grow up. That has nothing to do with his face and physical existence. That's his manner, his attitude. So physical stuff is not it. Even when you're looking at that physical stuff and you think that's it. There is always behind it, yes?
The sunbeam shone upon the wall received a borrowed splendor. Why set your heart on a piece of turf, O simple man? Seek out the source which shines perpetually.
Did you understand this? You are looking at the piece of clay. Why do you prefer the clay? Because when you're looking at me, if you're seeing this, physical existence is the clay, isn't it? A piece of earth with a little bit of knowledge. Why do you waste this? And I hope all these pages, this page we're talking about and all that, you are not concentrating how you concentrate. Because all was prelude to something else. This is the special lesson to you. Yes, loud.
You who are in love with your intellect, deeming yourself superior to worshippers of form.
When I'm talking about the people who are in love with form, you thought I'm not talking about you, but you are better because you're in love with your intelligence. That's even worse. It's even worse because your intelligence doesn't have even a pretty face. What you in love with? Means being narcissist is the problem. Self-adoration. I said, I'm talking about the people in love with the figure. I said, the guy is in love with the car, and you laughed. And you think that you are in love with your brain and you're not ridiculous? You are, yes.
That is a beam of intellect on your sense perception. Regard it as borrowed gold on your copper. Beauty in humankind is like gilding, else how did your sweetheart become an old ass? She was like an angel, she became like a demon, for that loveliness in her was a borrowed thing. Little by little they take away that beauty, little by little the sapling withers. Go, recite, to whomso we grant length of days, him we cause to decline.
Rovno ammero and nuna kesso. These are two Arabic verses. God will say, I will improve your intelligence, or I will make you forget about it. All of that stuff, the thing that your spirit will play with your senses. Because your senses, your physical senses, are not independent. Your feeling, your spirit will twist them around. Because when you're talking about your intelligence, let me tell you, your intelligence to you is the source. To me, first of all, your intelligence is not the source of anything. Your intelligence is what? It is a part of you only. This was created with you, and it's a relative stuff. So it's not you. Yeah? Little by little, you should change. Because that's the only way you could change. Our action is always this, little by little, step by step, moment to moment, day by day. His work is suddenly finished. Because somebody will try and try and try to be a good fellow, but you know. Improves, suddenly he falls in love, next day he's another fellow. That's how it works, because over there, there is no relativity. Yes?
Seek the heart, set not thy heart on gold. For that beauty of the heart is the lasting beauty. Its fortune gives to drink of the water of life. Truly it is both the water and the giver of drink and the drunkard. All three become one when your talisman is shattered.
This is the point. Try to understand this. I stop it for next time in here, because this is what it is. We were talking about one, we're talking about this, that. You know what? The wine. And the wine glass and the server of the wine are the same. Are one. Here we talk about the unity. So, when we are thinking about the other side, the worst thing you could do is logical thinking. Because for logical thinking, you start with what? Analysis. Means what? Means taking apart, right? Do your analysis to this guy. You take him apart, he will die. You cannot put it back together. That's the subject we were talking about. Not this physical stuff. Of course, in this physical stuff, you could cut and you could sew back again. But this is not it. I'm talking about the other part of us. And when the other part is coming, brings in a universe of interrelation and unity. So over there, nothing is different from that. Becoming one. It's a very hard thing to grasp. When I say, you see, our peers, these fellow we call peers, there are 100,000, there are only one. What do you get from this? Next time you see me going to see my peer, then somebody say, you were lying, you were cheating, so this is your peer. all the Jews are not my people. And this is not something that you grasp, because you believe that I'm really connected to this fellow. Yes, we talk about connection, and all of us, minimum, should have one connection to our leader, to